It's a weird stat, but it's a true stat. Visalia is 5-0 in weekday day games, and today they'll look to complete the sweep and capture their sixth win in such occasion. Coming up next, it's game two of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the San Jose Giants. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball Live at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this warm 85-degree afternoon as Rawhide look to even the series. And yesterday, Visalia is suffering their eighth walk-off loss of the season in the bottom of the ninth inning. We'll go through yesterday's ballgame where it was Robbie Ray, the 2021 American League Cy Young winner with the Toronto Blue Jays, making his second rehab appearance with San Jose. And just two batters in, Yancel Luis with a double. It would be one of his four hits in yesterday's ballgame. Then Kenny Castillo would go yard for his second home run of the season, a homer into left center field. One batter later, Drew Jones shows the pop. He gets his fifth home run of the season, his first road home run, and Visalia led the ballgame 4-0. However, in the bottom of the second inning, San Jose would capture their first two runs of the night. They would tack on an extra in the third. We wouldn't see another run until the bottom of the seventh inning, when Maui Ohuna would come home to score thanks to a DP from Jack Payton. And just like that, it was a tie ball game, 4-4. Then in the bottom of the ninth inning, the RBI single from Charlie Zaccone. He scores Maui Ohuna, one of two runs he would come home to score in yesterday's ball game, and San Jose wins the opening game of the series 5-4, and they now currently lead the series 4-1 against Visalia. We'll get ready for first pitch. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll also get you tonight's starting pitchers. It's game two of the six-game series between the San Jose Giants and Visalia Rawhide. Coming up next here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. We get ready for first pitch of game two of this six-game series, but first we take a look at the California League standings. We'll start off first in the South, where Visalia, they are 39-42 overall. They are 10-5 in the second half. They currently lead by two games over the second-place team, the Lake Elsinore Storm. Both Lake Elsinore and Rancho receiving wins yesterday, so they both improved to 7-8. They trail by two games against Visalia. And then lastly, in fourth, the Inland Empire 66ers, they're 32-49. They find themselves three games out of first place. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose continues to look hot here in the second half. They are 12-4, currently riding a two-game winning streak. They have a five-game gap against the Modesto Nuts, who are 7-9, and they currently tied for third place as the Fresno Grizzlies and Stockton Ports. Both those two teams are 6-10. Both suffering losses in last night's games. Talking about the scores around the California League, let's go into them. This will be the only day game around the California League here on this Wednesday afternoon. Later tonight, it will be Lake Elsinore and Fresno, the first pitch of the night, starting at 6:05. 30 minutes later, it will be Inland Empire and Modesto. And then lastly, at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, it will be a 7:05 first pitch between the Ports and the Quakes on this Wednesday night. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have the starting pitchers and starting lineup right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game two between San Jose and Visalia coming up next.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Second half of California League, the Visalia Rawhide and San Jose Giants from Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Wednesday afternoon, and Visalia trying to capture their first game of the series. And let's dive into the starting lineups for the first time tonight, brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be the third baseman, number 10, Yancy Luis. He'll be followed by the shortstop, Christopher Turin. Demetrio Crisantes will bat out of the number 3 spot. Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher, will bat 4. Drew Jones, the Rawhide center fielder, will bat 5. Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, will bat 6. Adrian DeLeon will be the Rawhide DH, batting 7. Modifi Marte will return to the lineup for the first time since Saturday, batting 8th. And then lastly, Wyatt Crenshaw will man left field and bat 9th for your Rawhide. Alex Cobb will be on the mound for the San Jose Giants. Back-to-back rehab appearances for San Jose. It was Robbie Ray yesterday. It's Alex Cobb today. And with that, we are underway at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. First pitch is low for ball 1-1-0. First pitch officially goes down at 101, 85 degrees, 5-mile-per-hour winds. And Yancy Luis sends out into left center field. It would drop in for a base hit, and it's going to bounce all the way along the wall. Luis's helmet will pop off. He'll stand at second base easily. And he is 2-for-2 in his first at-bats to begin this series. Just two pitches in the ballgame for Alex Cobb. And Visalia with an early runner in scoring position. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. So Christopher Turin will dig in for the first time tonight. And that pitch is on the inside corner for strike number one. Christopher Turin batting 250, 3 home runs, and 33 RBIs here in 2024. Cobb will look back over at second base where Yancel Luis, a decent-sized lead. A bouncer over to the shortstop side. Bench will field. He'll toss first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. It'll bring up Demetrio Crisantas to the plate for the first time this afternoon. Today's starting pitcher, Alex Cobb, so far here in 2024, 3-3 with a 2.25 ERA, four innings of work, and nine strikeouts. As he likes to return to the San Francisco roster post-All-Star break. Another ground ball to short. Bench once again will field. A toss to first base in time, and Crisantas will ground out for back-to-back two-out plays, and it'll bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Alex Cobb, the 12-year vet, originally drafted by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays back in 2006. What, the 109th pick back in 2006. He spent 6 years with the Tampa Bay Rays, 2011 to 2017. Cobb looks at second base. Here's his deal. And this one's grounded to the left side. It'll be fielded cleanly by Zaccone. And stops first base in time. So Alex Cobb gives up a leadoff double. And then after that, he lets his defense work behind him. Three straight groundouts. And we head to the bottom of the first inning where we'll see Daniel Nunez for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MySailyRawhide.com. Rawhide 0, Giants 0.
Top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services. Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom of the first inning where Daniel Nunez will take the mound for the first time tonight, making his third start for Visalia here in 2024. 1-0 deal on the way to Maui Ohuna. And a swing and a miss on the pitch, and the count will move to 1-1. Daniel Nunez comes in at 6'195", the 21-year-old from Rita, Mexico. Now get ready for the deal to Ohuna, and the 1-1 pitch is above the shoelaces for ball 2-2-1. Daniel Nunez appearing in his 12th game for Visalia this season, where he's pitched 25 and two-thirds innings of work with a 1.40 ERA. 2-1 deal, swung on and missed, and the count is now 2-2. Nunez was acquired on December 13th of 2023 by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Started off the year in the Arizona Complex League, where he appeared in three games, had a 7.20 ERA through five innings of work. 2-2 on the way, swing and a miss, and a leadoff strikeout from Daniel Nunez, First strikeout of the ball game brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Maui Huna leads things off as a DH. He'll be followed by the shortstop Justin Bench. Charlie Zaccone will be the third baseman batting third. Cesar Quintas will bat four, followed by Guillermo Williamson at the five spot. Drew Cavanaugh, the catcher, will bat six. Lizbel Diaz will bat seven. We'll go through eight and nine in just a moment. His ball popped up on the infield. Retreating backwards is Taurine into the outfield grass. We'll see who will call it off. It will ultimately be the Rawhide shortstop. He'll hand it off to his center fielder, Drew Jones, to toss it back in the field. But two quick outs here to begin in this inning. Batting at the eighth spot, Giancarlo Cio. And then lastly, Stanlin Cassiani will be the center fielder batting ninth. So two outs here brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate for the first time this afternoon. Daniel Nunez looking to have an efficient bottom half of the first inning. Here's his deal. And that one's ripped into right field, back towards the warning track in right, and it's going to drop in the dirt. It'll be scooped up by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. He'll toss it into his infield, and it is a two-out double for Zaccone. So both teams now a double here in inning number one, and it's going to hand it off to Cesar Quintas. Yesterday, 15-mile-per-hour winds here at Excite Ballpark. Not necessarily the wind we had yesterday. Talked about 10 miles per hour slower. The ball able to stay in the yard. Wind similar to yesterday, blowing from right field to left. So Quintas faces off against Nunez for the first time today. A guy who's batting 221 with six home runs and 35 RBIs. Nunez's pitch fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Daniel Nunez, when he first arrived in Visalia, was originally a relief guy and a very low ERA to begin the year. However, it was Caden Grice who had been kind of that midweek starter, Wednesday, Thursday kind of starter. 0-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count now 0-2. Ever following his last home outing in June, on June 19th, he dealt with some forearm swelling in his throwing arm and tried to be ready for the road trip at Inland Empire, the final road trip of June. And things continued to worsen, so he was sent back to Phoenix, where they were doing some imaging on his elbow, hoping to see him back here in the next couple weeks. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball one, 1-2. So as a result of Grice being taken out of the rotation, Daniel Nunez slides in, and he's been to that starting role. He's not a guy who's going to give you a whole lot of depth, but it'll give you a good 3 to 4 innings, whether that is in the middle of the ball game or the starts that he had in the last two games. 1-2 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Taurine will charge in. He'll throw off of 1 foot in time to Modifi Marte at first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and a runner stranded over at second base. We're through one at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
We'll be right back.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get...
We're back to San Jose. We'll move into the top of the second inning. Drew Jones will lead things off. First pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Drew Jones batting .266 on the year. Five home runs and 39 RBIs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Cobb. That one sticking to the fingers and misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Pitch misses downstairs, and the count now 2-1. Two and one with no outs here to Drew Jones. Coming pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball three, 3-1. Jones uses batter's timeout, step out of the box. He's been a guy who's been able to draw plenty of walks here in 2024. Upcoming deal on the way, swung on and foul tipped. And the count now 3-2. Jones yesterday in his first at-bat, a solo home run off of Robbie Ray. 3-2 pitch on the way from Cobb. That one's outside for ball four, so Jones showing the plate discipline there. Draws the leadoff walk, and a bring up on Angel Ortiz to the plate. I'm talking about earlier the teams that Cobb has represented. Talked about his debut with Tampa back in 2011. And after the 2017 season, moving over to Baltimore, where he played with the O's for 3 years, 2018 through 20. Pickoff attempt at first, diving back in safely is Jones. Cobb played 1 year with the LA Angels before arriving in San Francisco in 2022. Last year for the Giants, 28 starts. He was 7-7 for San Francisco. First pitch of the at-bat will once again have to hold off. Jones will dive back in safely. 7-7 last year with 3.87 ERA. 131 strikeouts for Cobb in a Giants uniform. It was the fourth most in his career. Another pickoff attempt at first, and Jones once again dives in safely. And the third pickoff attempt unsuccessful, so Drew Jones will advance over to second base. Each time got a little bit closer, but Jones taking advantage of Alex Cobb. And Visalia back-to-back innings with a runner in scoring position. Now here's the pitch to Angel Ortiz. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. And talk about Cobb's strikeout years. His most successful year was the only year that he got above 150 punchouts. It was back in 2022. Now on a line over to shortstop, Justin Bench will be there for the grab. And there's one out here in the inning. Talking about the defense, Drew Cavanaugh will be behind the plate. Meanwhile, it'll be Guillermo Williamson over at first. Giancarlo Seoman, second base. He'll be joined by Justin Bench at shortstop. Charlie Zaccone will be the third baseman. Then in outfield and left, it'll be Elizabeth Diaz, Esten Lynn Cassiani in center. And then lastly, Cesar Quintas in right with Maui Ohuna, the DH for today's ballgame. So Adrian DeLeon will step up to the plate. First pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Adrian DeLeon so far in the year batting .225 with a home run and 23 RBIs. A glance at second. Jones continues to bounce around. Here's the pitch from Cobb, and that one's on the outside corner. Makes the count 1-1 with one away. San Francisco continuing to try to build up the health right now. Hoping to get Blake Snell back here soon. Robbie Ray expected to get past post-All-Star break. And trying to get Alex Cobb back as well. Has been out with his shoulder injury since the end of 2023. As he continues to mention right shoulder soreness. Now it's time called by the Rawhide DH. Alex Cobb last year, the 36-year-old, was named to the All-Star team for the first time. Talked about the performance, yes, last year with the 131 punch-outs. The 1-2 pitch on the way to De Leon. Swung on and missed. And it'll be the second out of the inning. Brings in Modifi Marte to the plate. He's already appeared in two starts here for San Jose, including his most recent start last Friday in a ball game where he had five punch-outs, two innings of work, and a walk. So far for the Giants, nine strikeouts through those starts. First pitch on the way to Modifi Marte, a large secondary lead for Drew Jones. And the count now 1-0. Modifi Marte, a slugger back in the DSL in his first year in the Diamondbacks organization, where he tacked up seven homers outside of the States. Following year, five homers. And still looking to bring that pop here to Visalia. Two balls, no strikes, two-way. Alex Cobb will stare down Modifi Marte from the right side. 2-0 pitch. And that one is in there for a strike, 2-1. The 21-year-old in his third year in the Diamondbacks organization mentioned that seven-home run 2022 campaign. Then in 2023, the five home runs out in the Arizona Complex League. Two balls and a strike with two-way. Here's the pitch to Marte. Broken back, grounded to the shortstop side. Justin Bench will field it cleanly. A toss to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. And once again, Visalia will strand another runner on the base paths. No hits, no runs, no errors, and a runner left on base. We're through 1.5 at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 0, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back in San Jose, we move to the bottom of the second inning. Guillermo Williamson will lead things off. It'll be 5, 6, and 7. Williamson, Kavanaugh, Diaz. For San Jose, Daniel Nunez allowed just one hit in that top half of the first inning, including his first strikeout of the game. And now here in the bottom of the second, a swing and a miss on the first pitch. Makes the count 0-1. This pitch from Nunez, back-to-back swing and misses, and the count now 0-2. Talking about that last outing in Rancho last week. That was last Tuesday night, a ball game where he went at 3 1/3 innings of work. Gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs. Nunez's delivery is outside for ball 1-2. Ball game where he struck out 4 batters in a Visalia 13-4 victory against the Quakes. 1-2. Nunez's pitch grounded to the right side. It'll be scooped up by Crisantes and throw to first base in time. And there's one out here in the inning. And we go through the starting defense for Visalia. Kenny Castillo will be behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first, it'll be Modifi Marte. Meanwhile, at second base, it'll be Dimitri Crisantes, joined by Christopher Torin on the middle infield at short. Over at third is Yancel Luis. Then in left field, Wyatt Crenshaw, Drew Jones in center, Angel Ortiz in right. And Adrian DeLeon will be the Rawhide DH. Pitch on the way from Nunez is outside for ball 1-0. Starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. 1-0 pitch, fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 1-1. Drew Kavanaugh batting 159. Got a home run and 9 RBIs here in 2024. Kavanaugh, the 6th batter that Daniel Nunez will face off against here in this ball game. 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball just a bit outside for ball 2-1. Nunez, the impressive 0.81 ERA here this season. His longest outing of the year was his first start against Inland Empire, where he went 4 innings of work. 2-1 pitch, broken bat, grounded up the middle. Torin will field cleanly. He'll toss to first base in time. And there's two down here in the frame. Off the edge of the bat, fairly routine play for Christopher Torin and Visalia this afternoon. Definitely going to look to clean up on the defensive side. 3 errors in yesterday's ball game. 1 on Saturday, and then another 3-error ball game on Friday night in a ball game where Visalia was shut out 10-0. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike 0-1. And you talk about that ball game on Friday night. It was a game that just seemed like Visalia never really had any juice in the tank. That ball's lifted into center field. Drew Jones will come in a couple steps. And it'll be underneath it for the flyout, and the inning will come to a conclusion. It's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Daniel Nunez here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. We're through 2 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 0, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot, make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences.
Moving into the top of the third inning, Wyatt Crenshaw will lead things off. First pitch on the way is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. And it will be Wyatt Crenshaw, Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, 9-1-2 for Visalia in the third inning. Alex Cobb holds at the belt, working from the windup. Here's his pitch. It's a swing and a miss for Crenshaw, and the count is at 1-1. Going back to the comment last inning about the Visalia errors, over the last four games, Visalia has committed eight errors, at least one in every game. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by Williamson. He'll step on the bag himself, and there's one down here in the inning. At least one error over the last four games, including two three-error ball games. Talking about that game on Friday night where Visalia lost 10-0 against Rancho. Visalia was just coming off of an exciting walk-off three-run homer from Demetrio Crisantes on the 4th of July. The one-out pitch on the way. He goes in there for a strike, 0-1. An error on the first at-bat of the ball game. It was a Kendall George ground ball over to short. Terrine fumbled it, and then after that, never seemed to recover. Yancel Luis for the left side of the infield. He's got his second hit of the ball game. And now over his last two games, Yancel Luis is 6-for-7. Not a bad start to the week here for the Rawhide third baseman. That'll now bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. One reason why Visalia was able to be so successful on that nine-game road trip before the 4th of July, they committed just four errors during those nine games. The most they committed during the time period was two errors. So with one out, you got Yancel Luis at first. He's in motion. Ground ball through the right side. Luis would go to first to third easily. And the ball will be thrown in by the right fielder, Cesar Quintas. And Visalia has an opportunity to get on the board first here in the top of the third inning. So runners on the corners for Demetrio Crisantes, who ended a 10-game hitting streak yesterday in a day where he went 0-for-3. Crisantes currently batting .408 with three home runs and 14 RBI since joining Visalia in mid-June. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Crisantes struck out three times yesterday. The only time he was able to get on base was a walk against Robbie Ray. One ball, no strikes, one down. Here's a pitch from Cobb, and that one's right down the middle for strike number one. Demetrio Crisantes, although he ended the 10-game hitting streak yesterday, he's on a streak of 12 straight games on base. That is the 11th longest active streak in the Cal League. A pickoff attempt at first by Cobb. Making sure Terrine trying to not get put in motion and put runners in scoring position. 12 straight games, first in the California League. 1-1 pitch on the way. Crisantes in to right is going to drop in for a base hit. It'll be an RBI single for Crisantes. He'll turn in the corner. He'll hold up there. Yancel Luis will score. Torino will go first to third. And the Rawhide, for the second time in this series, they take the first lead of the night. They lead 1-0. Three straight base hits from the Hyde. And it will now bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Kenny Castillo, 37 RBIs. He's one of three Rawhide players with 30 RBIs this season. Christopher Torin along that list. Drew Jones, who leads Visalia. Pitch on the way. Kenny fouls that one backwards. And the count is now 0-1. Drew Jones, 38 RBIs. It's one more than Kenny Castillo. So a chance to tie it right here with Torin at third. Drew Jones, an RBI opportunity as well as he waits on deck. 0-1 with one away. The pitch, Chrysantas in motion. This ball's lifted into right center field. Should be deep enough to score Torin from third base. The ball is caught by Quintas, and Torin will score easily. It's a sac fly for Kenny, RBI number 38 of the year, and the Rawhide lead 2-0 against San Jose in the top half of the third inning. Drew Jones will dig in for the second time this afternoon in a ball game where he walked in his last plate appearance. That ball is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones yesterday, a 1-for-4 day with a solo home run out to left field. Outside of that, Jones struck out twice and grounded back to the pitcher's mound. 1-0, a two-way. Cobb glances over the shoulder, his pitch, and that one is right down the middle for strike one, 1-1. Angel Ortiz awaits on deck if Jones finds a way to keep the inning alive. He's batter number 6 of the inning. 1-1 with two-way, here's the deal. And Jones looked like he wanted to pull the trigger, does not, and Chrysantas, a late decision to steal second. And he's in there safely for the stolen bag. Nobody was covering second base as a result of Chrysantas leaving so late. Now Drew Jones has a chance to bring in Chrysantas from second. 1-2 pitch on the way, grounded to the right side, and it's going to sneak through the infield. Chrysantas will be waved home. Jones was thinking two. He'll go halfway to second base before retreating backwards, and the ball is going to sneak all the way over to third base. Nothing will result out of it, but Visalia now leads 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. So Jones adds on to the RBI totals, his 39th of the season, and he's 1-for-1 here in the ballgame. Now it is Angel Ortiz at the plate for the Hyde. Now Drew Jones in motion. Pitch is fouled, so Drew Jones will have to go back over to first base. Isaiah already 5 hits here in the top half of the third inning. You look at Alex Cobb's numbers so far in his 2 starts for San Jose. He's given up just 2 hits through those 2 starts. Both of them were against Fresno on June 30th. So he's given up his most earned runs here in 2024 and his most hits. And Angel Ortiz will ground this one to the right side. It'll bounce up to Cio. He'll toss to first base in time. And the inning will come to a close, but not before Visalia tacks on 3 runs onto the board on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Visalia leads the ballgame over San Jose. We head into the bottom half of the third inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Bottom three here in San Jose. Visalia with the first lead of the afternoon, 3-0, thanks to a four-hit frame. And Daniel Nunez looks to stay in cruise control here, allowing just one hit in inning number one. First pitch on the way, that one is in there for strike one. Giancarlo Cio batting .212 with three home runs and 26 RBIs. It'll be Cio, Cassiani, and Ahuna, 8-9-1 for San Jose. Daniel Nunez's breaking ball misses upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Visalia, four more games after this ball game this afternoon. They'll return to the nighttime starts tomorrow night at 6:30. Before the 7 p.m. first pitch on Friday night, Nunez's pitch is bounced in. Good block by Castillo, a nice little snag off the dirt. Saturday, the 5 p.m. start time, both Saturday and Sunday, will be 5 p.m. first pitches before Visalia will get 4 days off for the MLB All-Star break. 2-1 pitch for Nunez. That one's inside, ball three, 3-1. Visalia will return home against Inland Empire on Friday, July 18th for a three-game set before they'll end the month of July at home at Valley Strong against Stockton. Pitch fat off to left side, and the count is now 3-2. Visalia just 8 home games in the month of July. The 3 games for 4th of July, 4th, 5th, and 6th. The 3 games against Inland, and then the 2 games to end July going into August. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Payoff pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. Crisantes will come in 3 steps. He'll gather his feet, throw to first in time. One out here in the third inning. Visalia returns home on July 19th. It'll be our Oaks weekend jersey giveaway at Friday at 6:30, sponsored by Coors Light. Oaks Throwback Weekend presented by Coors Light all weekend long. Nunez will stare down Cassiani before his pitch. It's a bit outside, and the count is 1-0. Then on Saturday night, Oaks Weekend Fireworks, followed by Sunday Kids Club History of the Oaks Scavenger Hunt, sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. Must be a part of Tipper's Kids Club. Went for just $10 today. So Cassiani ahead in the count, 2-0 with one down. Outfield plays straight up. Meanwhile, on the left side of the infield, Yonsel Luis plays in. This ball is lifted into left. White Crenshaw will move back about 4 steps. He trailed back a little bit later as that ball stayed in the air longer, and now 2 down in the inning. They'll go back to the top of the order here for Maui Ahuna to the plate. The top of the order for the second time today for San Jose. Talked about Visalia's schedule. We'll go over San Jose's in just a moment. I'm going to pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez. Here's his deal, and it's outside for ball one, 1-0. San Jose will finish off the series against Visalia at home before they'll get the 4 days off and then travel to Chancy Park in Fresno for a 3-game series. And then they'll return back home on July 23rd through the 28th against the Modesto Nuts. That pitch fouled off to the left side. Count is 1-1. They'll open up the final full month of the regular season down south in Rancho. Maui Ahuna, last time out, he struck out swinging. And his one at-bat in the ballgame, 1-1 with two way. Here's a pitch from Nunez. It's outside for ball 2-1. Daniel Nunez has only struck out one batter in this ballgame. Outside of that, he's let the defense work behind him. It's been a similar kind of story for Alex Cobb. One strikeout in the ballgame. Outside of that, letting the defense do their job. Swing and a miss for Ahuna, and the count is now 2-2. Nunez has retired 6 straight batters. Charlie Zaccone was the last one to get on base. He was the 3rd batter for the game for San Jose. He got a double in right center field. 2-2 deal on the way. Swung on and missed. Ahuna is struck out for the second time this afternoon. And Nunez is through three scoreless innings of work at Excite Ballpark. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Heading into the top of the fourth inning, Visalia leads San Jose 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Back in San Jose, Adrian DeLeon, Modifi Marte, Wyatt Crenshaw do up 7, 8, and 9. Bottom of the Rawhide order. Alex Cobb remains on the mound for San Jose. Pitch outside for ball 1, 1-0. Ends up hitting the backstop behind the home plate. Cobb so far, that was pitch number 40. 28 strikes here in this ball game. Went 12 balls. 1-0 pitch on the way to the Rawhide DH. And that one will go in the dirt for ball 2. Cobb may have losing the footing a little bit on the last two pitches as he kicks up the dirt after his planting foot after the throw. Adrian DeLeon strike out his last at-bat. And pitches outside for ball 3, 3-0. Cobb will signal for a new ball. DeLeon currently rides the second longest on-base streak on the team. One right behind Dimitri Crisantis, 11 straight games. Looking to make it 12 right here. 3-0 pitch on the way. Right down the heart for strike number 1. Alex Cobb scheduled to go 55 pitches, so still 12 pitches to work with. 3-1 pitch on the way to DeLeon. A swing and a miss, and the count 3-2. Going to be Shane Rodemaker to follow out of the bullpen. Now time called as DeLeon will step out of the batter's box. Yesterday, Robbie Ray was followed by Josh Bostic out of the pen. He was the original starter for yesterday's ball game before Robbie Ray was announced. 3-2 pitch on the way to DeLeon. And that one's on the outside corner, strike 3. And what a comeback there from Alex Cobb behind in the count 3-0. Showing off the veteran status, able to sit down DeLeon for the second time this afternoon. And it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. So both pitchers, 2 strikeouts in this ballgame, have come against the same batters. For Alex Cobb, he struck out DeLeon in his 2 at-bats. And then for Daniel Nunez, he struck out Maui Ahuna both times he's faced him. So Modifi Marte steps to the plate last time out, grounding over to shortstop. I'm going to put the ball in motion right here, batting 333 so far on the season. Talking about the outing yesterday from Josh Bostic, 4 innings of work, 4 hits, including 8 strikeouts. Probably the more notable part of yesterday's ball game was when Josh Bostic was in the ball game in the seventh. Visalia had bases loaded with just one out. The pitch to Marte misses outside for ball one, one and two, and was able to strike out Demetrio Crisantas and Kenny Castillo back-to-back to leave Visalia with bases loaded. Visalia left six runners on base yesterday. That was their biggest chance of the game to score runs and possibly put that game out of reach. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one's right down the middle as well. So back-to-back punch-outs for Alex Cobb. There's two down in the inning. And you bring that up because Visalia ultimately letting that game slip away in the bottom of the ninth inning. Had a very similar feeling to the ball game out at Inland Empire. That final game of the six-game set on June 30th. The ball game where Visalia took an early lead. Cobb's pitch on the way. Wyatt Crenshaw, a swing and a miss. And the count is now 0-1. Ball game where Visalia put up six runs in the top half of the first inning. Then Inland Empire slowly crept back in the ball game before Alexis Libano checked in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs and ultimately receiving the save. But yesterday, same kind of feel. Visalia takes a four-run lead in the top half of the first inning. San Jose counters, cutting the lead in half. Wyatt Crenshaw, the count now 1-2. However, on this occasion, it was San Jose who would be able to get over the hill and pull off the win. One ball, two strikes, two away. Wyatt Crenshaw here in the top half of the fourth inning. Alex Cobb's pitch swung on and fouled backwards. Crenshaw last batted in the third. He was the leadoff batter in that frame. And he grounded out to the first baseman, Guillermo Williamson. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch from Alex Cobb. Breaking ball inside, and the count is now 2-2. Will be the last inning of work for Alex Cobb here in the fourth inning. Robbie Ray yesterday went three. 2-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and Alex Cobb retires the side here in the top of the fourth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through three and a half at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 3, San Jose 0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Daniel Nunez remains on the mound. Pitch misses low and inside for ball one, 1-0. Mentioned earlier, the longest outing of the season for Daniel Nunez's four innings of work. That was on June 26th against Inland Empire. That was his first start of his professional career. And now this pitch has fouled backwards, one and one. Nunez, over his last three starts, Visalia scored 10 or more runs in those ball games. 10-3 win on June 22nd against LE. Swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Then the Inland Empire win 10-2. And then Visalia last Tuesday night against Rancho, a dominant 13-4 victory. One ball and two strikes with no outs. Nunez looking for his third punch out of the ball game. Bench will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball barely inside for ball two. It'll be Justin Bench, Charlie Zaccone, Cesar Quintas. 2-3-4 due up in the inning. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Nunez will stare down Kenny Castillo. They'll agree to the pitch together. Here's the deal. Breaking ball downstairs, strike three. And Nunez, three strikeouts in the ballgame. Back-to-back punch-outs. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Uniform combinations on this Wednesday afternoon. Visalia rocking the road gray uniforms for the second straight day. Yesterday, they rocked the red caps with the lasso R in the front with the black bills. Meanwhile, today, they elect to go with the black Rawhide V caps. Visalia lasso font in the front, in the back of the red numbers, the red trim along the side, black belts to match the black hats. 0-1 with one away. And a pitch from Nunez swung on and missed for Zaccone, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they sport the Giants home uniform, Giants across the chest. SJ on the left sleeve. Meanwhile, the Giants logo on the right sleeve. The black trim along the side with the black San Jose Giants helmets. The SJ emblem on the front of the helmet. Same thing for the caps whenever they're in the field. 0-2 pitch on the way. Downstairs for ball one, 1-2. Charlie Zaccone batting 322. With a home run and 30 RBIs, 1-for-1 in the ballgame with a double in his first at-bat back in the first inning. He's been the only hit in the ballgame for San Jose. 1-2 pitch, half swing. He does go around, and Zaccone will be the fourth strikeout victim of the ballgame. And Nunez, who just had one strikeout over his first three innings of work, he's now got three strikeouts over his last three batters. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And it brings up the right fielder Cesar Quintas to the plate, who last time out he grounded over to shortstop Christopher Torin. That pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. The final weekday day game for Visalia this season. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled off to the right side. Will likely land out of play. Last time Visalia played a weekday day game, you go back to the second game of the Inland Empire series, where Visalia won 10-2. The month of June was filled with them. It would be three straight series, Rancho, Lake Elsinore, and Fresno. 1-1 pitches upstairs for ball two, 2-1. And then Visalia opened up the month of June out in Rancho, where they won 10-1 on the camp day at Lone Mart Field. 2-1 with two down. Quintas gets ready for the pitch. That one is in the dirt, and the count is out 3-1. It's a guy who's batted very well against right-handed pitching. Leads the team in triples with 5 and 48 hits against right-handed pitchers. That is the third most on this San Jose team. 3-1 with two away. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, just above the Giants' letters, and it is ball four, so it'll be the first free pass given away by Daniel Nunez, and it brings up Guillermo Williamson to the plate. Doesn't appear any action warming up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. Daniel Nunez likely to get out of the fourth. Would be interesting to see if he would work into that fifth inning. A 2-out deal on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Daniel Nunez's road ERA a 1.46. Meanwhile, at home, it's 11 points lower at a 1.35. Swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Month of June numbers, a 1.13 ERA, 16 innings of work. And now Williamson will step out of the batter's box. Using his batter's timeout here. 0-2, a two-way. Nunez will stare down Williamson. The kick and the deal. Ground ball to the right side. It'll sneak through the infield. It'll be scooped up by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. Quintas will stand at second. And there's two runners aboard here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Drew Cavanaugh will step up to the plate for the second time this afternoon. Grounded out to Christopher Torin back in the second inning. Now Kenny Castillo steps out from behind home plate to give the infield the instructions. Force out at any base. It's been the only time in this ballgame that San Jose has had two runners aboard. Drew Cavanaugh batting 157 here on the season. The pause from Nunez at the chest. Here's his deal. A nice breaking ball. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Cavanaugh last appeared on Friday night in the Stockton series in a ballgame where he struck out twice. He was 1-for-8 out at Banner Island Ballpark during the 4th of July week. 0-1 pitch from Nunez, breaking ball outside, pickoff attempt at first. Modifi Marte makes the grab, but unable to apply the tag in time. One ball, one strike, two away. Lead by Quintas over at second. No one holding him on, but Torin is standing behind second base just in case. 1-1 pitch popped off to the left side, and the count will now move to 1-2. Let's Bill Diaz awaits on deck here for San Jose. Trying to cut into that three-run lead that Visalia established in the top half of the third inning. 1-2, a two-way. Nunez looks at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A breaking ball downstairs and make it a three-strikeout inning for the Rawhide right-hander. One hit, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through four here in San Jose. Visalia leads the Giants 3-0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Hot start to the series for Yonsell. Oasis 2-for-2 in the ballgame. A 4-for-5 day yesterday. 6 hits in 2 games. And looking to make it 7 right here. New pitcher in the ballgame for San Jose. Will be the originally scheduled starting pitcher, Shane Rodemaker. He'll come in for late for Alex Cobb. And pitches outside for ball 2-2-0. And now the catcher, Drew Kavanaugh, is going to make his way out to the mound to speak with Rodemaker. Pitching change brought to you by Redcom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Redcom, and bye-bye bugs. Shane Rodemaker's numbers here in 2024, 17 games, 5 starts, a 6-2 record with 3.59 ERA, 59 strikeouts on the year. And Luis will take that pitch upstairs for ball 3-0. Rodemaker last year was his first year in the Giants organization. Out of the ACL, he appeared in 2 games and had a 2.25 ERA. The pitch to Luis, that one is in there for a strike 3-1. Rodemaker signed as a free agent on August 4th of 2023. Comes in at 6'3", 215, a 23-year-old right-hander. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. The pitch on the way to Luis, and he takes that one a bit inside for a ball 4, so it's a leadoff walk. Third time this afternoon that Luis has gone on base, and now brings up Christopher Torin to the plate as we get ready to take a look at the numbers for Alex Cobb in his rehab start. 4 innings of work, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, struck out 4 batters and walked 1. Marine will get ready for the pitch with Luis on first base. The breaking ball in the outside corner in there for a strike 0-1. A 1 pitch on the way to Torin. He'll lift that one into right field, dropping quickly near the line and right, and it's going to land right of the first baseline. And the count is now 0-2. Christopher Torin, 1-for-2 in the ball game. You look at his series last week, 3-for-18 against Rancho and a 1-for-5 ball game yesterday. We recorded a double. Torin also striking out twice, once again trying to go opposite field. And the count now 0-2. One thing noticed already here in these first 2 games of the series is the attention to Torin trying to go opposite field. We've talked about for the past 2 months, really, that Torin has relied so much on trying to pull the ball to the left side of the field. And you can tell here in the San Jose series, putting more of a focus on going opposite field. 2-0, the 0-2 pitch will have to hold off as Yonsell Luis dives back safely into first base. Vasily already 5 hits here through the first 4 complete innings of work. Meanwhile, San Jose, they've had a pair, including their most recent in the 4th inning. 0-2 pitch on the way to Torin is outside for ball 1-2. Vasily has had a base runner in each of the first 4 of 5 innings with Alex Cobb having a 3-up, 3-down frame in the 4th. And they put Luis in motion once again. Torin just gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side. Alex Cobb struck out the side in the 4th and going the exact 55 pitches that he was allotted entering today's game. 1 ball, 2 strikes, no outs. Torin looking for his 2nd hit of the afternoon. 1-for-2. Here's his pitch. Upstairs, ball 2-2. Torin will get ready for his 7th pitch of the at-bat. Top 2 of the order. Different compared to San Jose last night. As a top 2 in the order, that combined for 5 hits. This one grounded up the middle. There will be no play at 2nd. So the throw to first base will be in time for out number 1. You don't put Luis in motion, an easy double play that empties the bases. Instead, Visalia has continued to enjoy putting runners in motion and swinging for contact, exactly what they do right there. Luis, a nice jump. Doreen just puts it in the middle of the field. Momentum going away from second base. And Giancarlo Cio, all he could do is plant his feet and throw to first base. Pitch on the way to Demetrio Crisantes. And that count is now 0-1 with one away. Crisantes currently batting .417, three home runs and 15 RBIs. He's already had two walk-off hits on the season, including the walk-off home run on the 4th of July. 0-1 pitch to Crisantes, and that one is fouled back to the right side. The count is now 0-2. Demetrio, an RBI single back in the third inning. One of three RBIs from Visalia in that top half of the third inning. 0-2 with one away. Here's the deal to Crisantes, and that one is upstairs for a ball one, 1-2. Luis at second, Kenny Castillo on deck. The 1-2 pitch. Once again, Luis in motion. Outside, throw down to third, and the throw is in time. The tag, it was a glove, the bag, and the foot. The glove was a sandwich in between the two, and there's now two down here in the inning. So now base is empty, 2-2, a two away. The pitch from Rodemaker is outside for ball three, 3-2. Talking a little bit more about Rodemaker, his numbers in the month of June, 2-1 with a 3.48 ERA, where he started four out of those five games he appeared in. And now this pitch is fouled backwards, so the count is full 3-2. Struck out at least four batters in every game in the month of June, including three games where he struck out five, one with six. That was against Fresno, and leaping up is Cio. He's unable to make the grab just over his glove. Maybe a two-ball difference between the leather and the ball in play. And a two-out base runner, Demetrio Crisantes, is 2-for-2. Another multi-hit game for the 19-year-old. And it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate, who last time out, a sack fly. Kenny Castillo batting at .302, one of two Rawhide players above the 300 mark. Demetrio Crisantes at .412. Kenny Castillo with the .302. Crisantes' base hit is his 13th multi-hit game of the season since joining Visalia on June 18th. 0-1 with two away. Kenny Castillo, get ready for the deal. A pause at the belt from Rodemaker. Runner in motion. Throw down to second base. And the throw is not in time. And Crisantes will have his second stolen base of the ball game. Back-to-back times he's gone on base and he's gone a stolen bag. The 0-1 with two way to the Rawhide catcher. 8-for-23 last week. He was top three in hits. Only Crisantes was in front of him. Yancel Luis had eight as well. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's right down the middle for strike number two. Demetrio led the team with 11 hits last week. Only Rawhide player in double-figure hits. 12 total bases for Crisantes as well. One ball, two strikes, two away. Kenny Castillo's one hit yesterday, a three-run home run in the top half of the first inning. Visalia looking for their seventh hit of the afternoon, and instead Kenny will foul this one off to the right side. Drew Jones awaits on deck. He's gone on base both times. He stepped up to the plate if Kenny could find a way to get on base. One ball, two strikes, two down. The glance at second base. Crisantes in scoring position, and Kenny will foul that one directly backwards. So San Jose currently leads the season series 4-1 with Visalia's lone win coming in a Caden Grice performance where Visalia won 8-3. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, a good block, and the count is now 2-2. Visalia suffered their first shutout loss of the season on April 11th in a ball game where they lost 3-0. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Kenny making this one a difficult at-bat right here. We'll get ready for the sixth pitch of the AB. 2-2 with two down. Here's Rodemaker's deal. Outside, ball 3-2. That was his 26th pitch of the inning. Now he's throwing 15 strikes. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch. And Kenny once again getting a piece of it and fouling it backwards. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Three balls, two strikes, two down. A long at bat here. This will be the eighth. Here's the deal. Kenny once again getting a piece of it and fouling it backwards. Visalia played against Rancho last week. It was a Quakes team who is very defensive at the plate, including the longest AB of the season, a 13-pitch at-bat. 3-2 at two-way. Here's the deal. Kenny fouls it backwards to the right side once again. That is now 9 pitches from Rodemaker in this at-bat alone to Kenny Castillo. Thrive team who is, seemed to be a little bit more defensive, a little bit more patient at the plate. One flaw talked about really during the Inland Empire series is Visalia needing to slow things down in their at-bats, being more patient at the plate. 3-2 pitch, Kenny fouls it backwards. So be pitch number 12 on the way. All three pitches have missed right of the box. Let's see if Rodemaker tries to target that corner right now. Payoff pitch on the way. Outside, ball 4. And pitch number 4, as mentioned, in the opposite batter's box. And it brings up Drew Jones to the plate for the third time today. And with that, we'll have our first mound visit of the ball game. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Visalia runners on first and second. They've stranded a runner in the first three frames. The only runner they did not was that fourth inning. That was 3-up, 3-down from Alex Cobb's strikeouts. Mound visit will come to a conclusion. Pitching coach Dan Runzler will make his way back to the Giants dugout, who's housed on the first base side. Visalia housed over at third base. So Drew Jones will step up to the plate once again, 1-for-1 in the ballgame. An RBI single back in the third inning. He also drew a walk in his first plate appearance. And Drew will take that one at the knees, 0-1 with two away. Talked to Drew yesterday prior to the ball game, talking about facing off against Robbie Ray. He mentioned it was a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, 0-1 pitch on the way. Is outside for ball one. Mentioned just trying to seize the moment, take advantage of it. It's two guys on the latter half of their careers, but nonetheless, several pitchers who have had several notable accomplishments throughout their careers. And that pitch fouled off to the right side, 1-2. Just kept bringing up the fact once in a lifetime, Drew was really excited about the opportunity to play in yesterday's game and today. It's Ray yesterday, Cobb today. One ball, two strikes, two away. Drew Jones, he has struggled against San Jose, however, 11 strikeouts in their two series this season. Here's the 1-2 pitch, outside corner, barely misses outside for ball 2-2. Drew Jones, he's been a lot more comfortable at the 6 spot compared to the 5 hole. He's betting 229 from the fifth spot. Meanwhile, 343, one spot later. 2-2 pitch on the way to Drew, grounded to the left side. Charging in his bench, he'll have to throw quickly to first. And Drew Jones able to beat out the throw. And the inning will continue to roll on. It'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Drew Jones noted for his speed. You typically talk about his speed in the outfield. But right there, what seems like a routine ground ball, Drew Jones puts his head down. Johnny Bench really just two gather steps before that ball leaves his hands. And Drew's able to get down the line that quickly. So now you got Crisantes at third, Castillo at second, and Visalia has bases loaded for the first time this afternoon. Yesterday, the Rawhide were 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. And now Ortiz having a slide out of the way of that inside pitch. Count is now 2-0. Rawhide so far in this ballgame, 3-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 2-0 pitch to Ortiz, and he fouls that one off the catcher, Cavanaugh. Sixth batter of the inning for Visalia. It's their longest, it's their second longest inning besides that third inning where they brought up 7 batters to the plate. 2-1 with 2-away. Here's a pitch from Rodemaker, and that one's just above the knees for strike 2. 2-2. Rod laid this ball game 3-2 in the top half of the fifth inning. Will be interesting to see if Daniel Nunez comes out for his fifth inning of work for the first time here this season. 2-2 pitch to Ortiz, gets a piece of it, pops it to the left side. He'll run out of room as that will land over in the Rawhide dugout. Look like Nate Savino making the grab out of the dugout. Nate Savino will be Friday night starter against Esmerlin Vinicio. The Uber Mejias tomorrow night versus the right-hander Denny LaRondo. The 6:30 first pitch, 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And Angel Ortiz will strike out with the bases loaded and Visalia unable to bring home a run to score. 2 hits, no runs, no errors, 3 runners left on base. We are halfway through here in San Jose. Rawhide 3, Giants 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia leads 3-0, now hitting the Giants 7-2. Chance once again, back-to-back games where Visalia has had bases loaded and unable to capitalize on it. Daniel Nunez remains in the ballgame for the Hyde. Spell Diaz will lead things off. It'll be Diaz, Giancarlo Cio and Estelin Cassiani hit up the middle, and Dimitri Crisantes, a diving effort, just past the glove, and it will be the fourth hit of the ball game for San Jose, and it'll be Cio's first hit of the ball game. I should say it was Diaz's first hit of the ball game. All hits of season brought to you by Gus's Body Shop in Visalia. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Bunch shown here. Cio will foul it off to the left side. And the count is now 0-1. Cio 6-16 last week against the Stockton Ports. And so far in this bowl game, 0-1 as he grounded over to second base back in the third inning. 0-1 count here. Daniel Nunez with a pickoff attempt at first. Adifi Marte would just make the tag, or just make the grab, but no tag applied. Nunez will stare down. Cio, action is starting to brew out in the Rawhide bullpen. Appears to be Carlos Rey out in left field. Vasily trying to start the relay race, and the handoff's getting into the last few innings. 0-2 pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side. Nunez at 60 pitches right now. And Cio doing a good job staying alive here in the count. As Donlan Cassiani awaits on deck here for San Jose. 0-2 with no outs. Nunez at the chest. He'll agree to the pitch. Here's the breaking ball. It's high and outside for ball one. 1-2. One out away from being as long as outing of his professional career. Four innings of work against Inland Empire. He did not pitch into that fifth inning against the 66ers. He would be pulled after he'd got through the fourth inning of work. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Nunez holds at the chest. Here's the deal. That one sent into center field. Drew Jones will run over to his right side. Pretty far run, but he's able to make the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. Cassiani will step up to the plate. Drew Jones, not too difficult of a run for the speedy center fielder. We already saw him run out of ground ball earlier. Last time we saw Daniel Nunez, it would be followed by Teo Mendez, Carlos Rey, and Sam Nolden. This one's popped into left field. Coming in will be Wyatt Crenshaw. He'll line that one up and make the grab for two down. Obviously, it won't be Mendez out of the bullpen. We saw him yesterday pitch two innings of work after Casey Anderson only went four innings of work. Yesterday, manager D. Garner used Casey Anderson, Teo Mendez, Matthew Linsky, and Alexis Libano. Top of the order once again, Maui Ohuna to the plate. Here's the first pitch, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Maui Ohuna, two strikeouts in this ball game. Two of the five strikeouts that Nunez has recorded in this game. Nunez agrees. Here's the pitch. His breaking ball misses outside for ball two, 2-0. Nunez career high five strikeouts. That was on June 8th against Rancho Cucamonga. So a chance to pass that up right here. 2-0 pitch. Outside corner in there for a strike, 2-1. So he's already reached a career high in innings pitched. Now strikeouts. And a chance to surpass it right here on a 2-1 count. 2-1 deal. That one's downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Maui Ahuna this year out of the leadoff spot, batting 259. 7 hits, 8 RBIs, and a home run when batting 1. 3-1 with 2A from Nunez. And that one swung on and missed. And Kenny Castillo would throw back over to first. There's a large lead for Lizbel Diaz, who was expecting the ball 4, but instead Nunez makes count full 3-2. Pitch number 70 on the way for Daniel Nunez. Let's see what manager D. Gardner likes to do right here after this at-bat. Payoff pitch on the way, grounded to the left side, Terrain with the backhand. He'll toss to first base. The throw will be in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. Another scoreless frame for Daniel Nunez. He threw 5 innings of work. 1 hit, no runs, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We're through 5 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Rawhide lead over the Giants 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Jeans has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number 1.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Move into the top of the sixth inning here in San Jose. Shane Rodemaker remains on the mound. It'll be Adrian DeLeon, Modifi Marte. Pop directly backwards, and the count is 0-1. Adrian DeLeon, Modifi Marte, Wyatt Crenshaw. Last time that order of batters stepped into the plate, they were all struck out by Alex Cobb. DeLeon will take that pitch inside, and the count is now 1-1. Rodemaker in his second inning of work. Breaking ball grounded to the left side. High chopper. Great pick over by third by Zaccone. And the sidearm throw to first base is in time. A high bouncer. Zaccone realizing if he wanted a chance at the out, he had to take it off the hop. He does exactly so. And able to gun out Adrian DeLeon running down the first base line. Brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball 1-1-0. Modifi Marte looking for 10 straight hits. And that pitch is outside for ball 1-1. Modifi gets ready for the pitch from Rodemaker, and that one is upstairs for ball 2-2-1. Refresher on the Cal Lake scoreboard. No games in action yet. First game of the night will get started at 6:05 out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore. Modifi will foul this one backwards, and the count's now 2-2. Fresno 44-37. Meanwhile, Lake Elsinore 40-40. They find themselves 2 games back of Visalia for first place. Already clinching a playoff spot in September after capturing the first half title whenever they were at Valley Strong Ballpark for the conclusion of the first half. 2-2 with one away. Modifi takes that pitch upstairs for ball 3-3-2. Vesalia saw a string of back-to-back games where opponents clinched the division. Modesto clinched the first half that Sunday, the series finale between the lone trip from the Nuts down to Visalia. Pitch to Marte is upstairs, so ball 4. So Modifi will get on base for the first time this afternoon and will bring up Wyatt Crenshaw to the plate. Crenshaw already struck out once in this ball game, 0-2 on the afternoon. A strikeout swinging and a ground out over to first. Rodemaker holds up the belt. Here's the pitch. And Allen is outside for ball 1-1-0. Meanwhile, at Inland Empire will be a 6:35 first pitch between the 66ers and the Nuts. And then lastly at 7:05, Stockton and Rancho. Runner in motion is Marte. Throw down to second base, and the throw is not in time. Modifi Marte gets a stolen bag. Bench trying to argue that he applied the tag in time. Modifi on a knee looks up at bench. And now Edwin Villegas will make his way out to the mound. And Modifi's hand left the bag. And the tag was applied. But it was on the back end of the base. And first base umpire not necessarily having the angle to see that. So officially go down as a stolen base. Should have been the second caught stealing of the ball game. And now with 1-1 with one away, Visalia a runner in scoring position. Here's a pitch to Crenshaw, fouled off to the left side, 1-2. It's good for the seventh stolen base of the season for Modifi Marte. One and two with one away. Wyatt Crenshaw gets ready for the deal. Here's a pitch from Rodemaker, fouled backwards. Vesalia has found ways to continuously foul off pitches here in this ball game. 1-2 with one away. That ball is in the dirt. A good block by Kavanaugh, able to take enough speed off of it to keep the ball planted in the dirt. So the count now moves to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Wyatt Crenshaw trying to hand it off to Yancel Luis at the top of the Rawhide order. A glance at second base, here's the pitch. Crenshaw once again fouling off to the left side. Earlier we saw an 11-pitch at-bat to Yancel Luis. Or to Kenny Castillo, that eventually led to a walk. Two and two with one down. The pitch to Crenshaw inside ball 3-2. Wyatt Crenshaw getting added during the Rancho series. He made his debut last Tuesday against the Quakes out at Lone Mower Field. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Payoff pitch on the way. Foul off to the left side. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And Wyatt Crenshaw will strike out for the second time tonight, much to the enjoyment of the San Jose fans. Second time he struck out today, and he's a beer batter, so plenty of fans will get up and go grab the drinks as Yancel Luis will step up to the plate for the fourth time today. Now catcher Drew Kavanaugh will pop off the mask and have a word with Shane Rodemaker on the mound. Yancel Luis batting .285 so far on the season, and you look at batters 6 and above, Everyone is batting above 250. Doesn't get until batter number 7, Adrian De Leon, who's batting at 221. Both Modifio Marte and Wyatt Crenshaw out of the 8 and 9 spot, batting at the 230 mark. Two down in the inning. Yancel Luis would get ready for the pitch. A double and a single here in this ball game, and Luis will take that one just below the letters for strike number one. Yancel Luis, a pair of doubles yesterday, a pair of singles as well, and a stolen base. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be foul tipped, and the count is now 0-2. Christopher Terrien waits on deck. He's had a base hit as well. Batters 1 through 3 have had at least one hit. Crisantes with a pair, Luis with a pair as well. 0-2 and 2-way. A glance at second base. Rodemaker, a double check. Here's the pitch to Yancel Luis. Grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop bench. A toss to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through 5.5 in San Jose. Visalia leads the Giants 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Daniel Nunez's ball game officially has come to a conclusion. A long outing of his career, 5 innings of work, gives up 3 hits and no earned runs. So he's going to hand it off to the former Florida Gator, Philip Abner. Pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. Justin Bench, Charlie Zaccone, Cesar Quintas, 2-3-4, due up for San Jose. 0-2 pitch on the way from Abner. Grounded to the right side. Crisantes will charge in. He'll make the grab at the belt. He'll toss first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. Pitch change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, bugs. Philip Abner, 6'1", 230, the 22-year-old left-hander. Drafted in the 6th round of the 2023 MLB Draft. Was sidelined for the first 2 months of the season before finally arriving in Visalia in June. He had made his debut on June 14th. One ball, no strikes, one away. Here's a pitch from Abner. That one's on the outside corner for strike number one. Philip Abner was hurt on one of the last days of spring training. He was officially on the Visalia opening day roster. Ever as mentioned, didn't return until June. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball two, 2-1. Did make one appearance in May before he would be sidelined for another month. That appearance in May was out in the Arizona Complex League, where he only went two-thirds of an inning before he'd be taken out of the ball game. 2-1 pitch on the way, downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Charlie Zaccone, 1-for-2 in the ball game. A double and a strikeout. Get ready for the 3-1 pitch from Abner. Pick and the fire. And that one misses upstairs. We get past catcher Kenny Castillo. He'll pop off the mask and be a little bit more urgent to pick up the ball. But Zaccone ultimately would just stand at first base. Last time we saw Abner was on the 4th of July at Valley Strong Ballpark. A ball game where he went an inning and two-thirds of work. Three strikeouts, no walks, and no earned runs. Cesar Quintas at the plate. 0-for-1 in the ballgame with a 6-3 ground out. Back in the second, he did walk earlier in the ballgame, back in the fourth inning. 0-1 with one down. Abner glanced at first base. Here's the pitch. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-1. 2023, he did spend with Visalia after the draft. He appeared in 4 games, 6 2/3 innings of work with 6 strikeouts and 4 walks. 1-1, 1 away. Here's the pitch from Abner. And that one's a bit outside for ball two, 2-1. Philip Abner, 2023 SEC Academic Honor Roll. He was also named to 2022 Cape Cod League All-Star Team. That one's in there for a strike 2-2. Spent just his freshman and sophomore years with the Gators before being drafted last summer. 2-2 with one away. Here's Abner's pitch, and it'll be fouled off to the right side. MLB draft is 4 days away this upcoming Sunday, starting at 4 p.m. out in Fort Worth. 2-2 pitch on the way from Abner, and that breaking ball is downstairs for ball three, 3-2. Cleveland Guardians will have the first overall pick this year. They'll be followed by the Cincinnati Reds with the number 2 pick, then the Colorado Rockies, 3. Oakland A's will have 4. Followed by the Chicago White Sox, one of the worst teams in all of baseball. They'll have the 5th overall pick. 3-2 pitch on the way, fouled backwards. Cesar Quintas. Stay alive in the at-bat. Pitch on the way, lifted into right center field. Angel Ortiz will play it fairly easily. He'll be there for the grab for out number 2. And I'll bring up Guillermo Williamson to the plate. Talked about Pittsburgh having the 9th overall pick, and they'll look to continue to have kind of some of the string of success they've had with recent draft picks. Talk about Paul Skeens being the first overall pick in 2023. And already 1 year later, he's named as an all-star. 2-out pitch on the way. Fed off to the left side first. That's happened in Major League history. First overall pick in the following year, named to an all-star team. Brian Reynolds also joins Pittsburgh in the all-star game out at Globe Life Field next week. 0-1 with 2 away. That pitch in the top of the zone in there for a strike 1-1. 0-2, should say. Arizona Diamondbacks will have the 29th overall pick, the reigning National League champions. And Williamson will take his batter's time out. Meanwhile, the Rangers, they'll have the 30th overall pick. However, with the bright spot for Arizona, they'll have 2 picks within the first round. They'll have the 29th and 31st overall pick. 0-2 and two-way. Here's the pitch from Abner. High chopper to the right side. Grisantes will take it off the third hop. Nearly lost it for a moment, but he's able to gather in time and throw to first base, and the inning will come to conclusion. We are through six here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. Rawhide 3, Giants 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SailorRawhide.com.
Beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health. More than medicine. Life.
Cahuilla Health. More than medicine. Life.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 71.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark in San Jose. We'll move to the top half of the seventh inning, where it'll be Christopher Twain, Dimitri Crisantes, Kenny Castillo, 2, 3, and 4. Do up for the Rawhide in the seventh inning. 1-0 pitch foul directly backwards, and the count is now 1-1. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Shane Rodemaker's ball game has officially come to a conclusion. Rodemaker going two innings of work, giving up two hits, no earned runs, walking three, and striking out a pair of batters. The new pitcher in the ball game will be the right-hander, Brian Palencia. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say little Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. 2-1 pitch misses downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Ryan Palencia appearing in his 10th game of the year. No decisions with a 1.83 ERA, 21 strikeouts through 19, and a third inning of work. This ball is lifted into center field. Seo retreats backwards. He'll be there to make the grab for out number one. Brings up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. Taking a look around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Or the D-backs Complex League team will be one of the first games to get underway this afternoon. It'll be started at 6 o'clock against the Guardians Complex League team. One out pitch on the way to Crisantes is outside for ball one, 1-0. Out in Hillsboro will be Jacob Steinmetz on the mound for the Hops. Steinmetz currently 0-2 with a 5.79 ERA. Steinmetz called up from Visalia on June 17th, along with Jordan Chalas and Junior Franco. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Go through the rest of the matchups here in just a moment. Here's the deal, and Crisantes will ground this one to the left side, and he'll sneak through the infield, and Crisantes has his third hit of the afternoon, all three singles, and it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Out in Double-A in San Antonio, it'll be the Missions and Amarillo Sod Poodles, followed by the Reno Aces and Round Rock Express starting at 6:35 p.m. Yesterday, high-scoring, high-octane offense affair yesterday out in Reno. In a ball game where the Aces defeated the Express final score 14-10. Round Rock 19 hits compared to Reno 17. 0-1 with one away here to Kenny Castillo. Here's the deal. And Kenny gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. Pretty interesting days around the Diamondbacks organization and around the California League. Sonny DeShera with a walk-off grand slam to give Inland Empire the series opening victory against the Modesto Nuts. Sonny DeShera remains one of those top home run leaders on that 66er club. 0-2 with one away. And Kenny Castillo gets a piece of that one and fouls it off. Honestly, at the major league level, it'll be the Arizona Diamondbacks and Atlanta Braves. That will be started at 6:40 p.m. out of Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. 0-2 with one away. That pitch barely outside for ball one, 1-2. On side of the D-backs falling short of Atlanta 6-5. Currently riding a two-game losing streak, 45-47 overall. Third in the NL West, 10 games behind the LA Dodgers. And now Kenny will pop this one up to the right side. Quintas comes in, and he'll be there for the grab. Two down in the inning. Drew Jones will get ready to step up to the plate. Other big news around the California League earlier today. The Nuts, it will be their final season out at John Thurman Field. And the city and the Seattle Mariners organization unable to come to terms on a long-term lease extension. As Jones will take that pitch downstairs for ball one, 1-0. So the lease will officially expire on September 30th. That'll be following if Modesto were to go back to the California League Championship Series again this season. One ball, no strikes, two away. Drew will pop that one into right field. Racing over as Quintas just in front of the line. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. It is time to stretch here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia leads the Giants 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Philip Abner remains on the mound. He'll face off against catcher Drew Kavanaugh. Let's build Diaz and Giancarlo Cio, 6, 7, and 8 for the Giants here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Abner's pitch on the way, just upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. And hold at the belt from Abner. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the right side. Crisantes is in front. They'll throw to first base in time, and there's one out here in the inning. Going back to the topic of the Nuts out at John Thurman Field with their final season coming to a conclusion here in 2024. There's a Nuts team who joined the Seattle Mariners partial ownership in 2016 before the Mariners would fully step in 2020. And during the Modesto's professional time there, a combined 10 championships, 2 with the Seattle Mariners organization, including the 2023 California League title. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into right field. Should be fairly routine for Ortiz. He's able to make the grab, and there's 1-2 down here in the inning. Around 30 games left for Modesto out of John Thurman Field, including a 6-game set between Visalia and the Nuts. That will be the first road trip of August 6th through the 11th. Seal will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. And that one is outside for ball 1-0. California League Championship Series scheduled for September 16th through the 21st. Podesto is to return for their second straight championship series. It would be 9 days before the lease closes up on September 30th. 1-1 with two-way here for Philip Abner. To Giancarlo Cio, who's 0-2 in the ballgame. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into left, and that one's going to be outside of the reach for Christopher Torin. It's a two-out base runner, and it brings up Estanlin Cassiani to the plate. Cassiani also hitless in the ballgame, 0-2 here on the afternoon. Six and two-thirds scoreless innings here for San Jose. They're trying to tack on a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. The two-out pitch on the way from Abner, a swing and a miss. And Cassiani. Owen 1 with two-way. Abner with a long stare at first before his deal. And this one has fouled off to the left side, so the count is now 0-2 at two-way. Last time San Jose was shut out, you have to go back to June 6th when they were out at Banner Island Ballpark. Final score 3-0. It was a series that featured two wins for San Jose, where the Ports won 4-2. Cassiani will step out of the batter's box before digging back in. 0-2 at two-way. Philip Abner, second arm used by manager D. Garner. Glance at first once again. Here's the pause and the deal. Breaking ball fouled off to the left side. Philip Abner, his sophomore year with Florida, 25 appearances where he finished with a clean 3-0 record, 3 saves, and a 3.16 ERA. Did not allow a run in his final 4 outings of the season, including 5 scoreless frames on 2 hits, 4 walks, while striking out 10 batters. Held opponents to a .220 batting average, including striking out 51 batters through 31 and a third innings of work at a 14.6 K per 9 rate. Cassiani to left. And that one will just miss left of the third base line, less than 3 feet separating the ball and the chalk. Cassiani trying to go opposite field, trying to get Cio from first to third. It would have been a tough play to dig out of the corner for Wyatt Crenshaw. One ball, two strikes, two-way. Cassiani looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Abner trying to send it to the eighth. Here's his breaking ball upstairs. Ball two, 2-2. Talk about the freshman year with Florida. A little bit higher numbers, 26 appearances as a true freshman. 1-1 with an 8.06 ERA, striking out 24 batters in 22 and a third innings of work. 2-2 pitch once again tries to go opposite field, and he fouled out of play. Opposing batters were batting 253 against Abner during his time in Florida. 2-2 with two down. Abner looks at first. Here's his pitch. Inside corner, strike three called, and the inning will come to a conclusion. It will be Abner's first strikeout of the ball game, and it sends it to the top of the eighth inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through seven at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Rawhide 3, Giants 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SailyRawhide.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Move to the top of the eighth inning in San Jose. Angel Ortiz swings at the first pitch he sees. He'll pop it up and backwards, and he'll land out of play for strike number one. Angel Ortiz, Adrian DeLeon, Modifi Marte, 6, 7, and 8. Do up for the Rawhide here in the top half of the frame. Angel Ortiz 0-for-3 in the ballgame with a strikeout, a groundout, and a lineout. Pitch to Ortiz, and that one is inside. He's able to dodge out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 1-1. 6:30 first pitch tomorrow, 7 o'clock on Friday, and then 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. One ball, one strike with no outs. Here's the pitch to Ortiz. Gets a piece of it off the throw to the bat and fouls it out of play for strike number two. Just past the two-hour mark here in this ball game. The game officially got started at 1:01. 2 hours and 5 minutes here in the top of the eighth inning. And Ortiz once again fouls that one off to the left side. Ortiz yesterday struck out twice in his four at-bats. The other two at-bats fly out into left. 1-2 pitch on the way to Angel. And he takes that one inside for ball two, 2-2. Ortiz, 8 doubles in the month of June. That was tied for the fourth most doubles in all of the California League. Muncio, get ready for the pitch to Ortiz. Here's the deal. Gets a piece of it, sends it into left. And Diaz will retreat back 3 to 5 steps, makes a grab, and there's one down here in the inning. Adrian De Leon will step up to the plate for the Hyde. 0-for-3 here in the ballgame with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Vasilia out hitting San Jose, 8 hits to 4 here in this ballgame. San Jose will look for their first run with just 6 outs to go in the game. Here's a pitch to De Leon, and that one's below the knees for ball one, 1-0. De Leon trying to extend it to 12 straight games he's gone on base. Only Demetrio Crisantes has gone on base in more games during this active streak. A pitch on the outside in there for strike 1-1. Adrian De Leon just 2 hits last week against Rancho Cucamonga, including an 0-for-2 game on Friday. 1-1 with one away. That pitch is downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Go below Drew Jones in the order today. There is yet to be a hit from anywhere 6 through 9 in the order. 3-1 with one away. Adrian De Leon, 1 ball away. He had a chance earlier before he was struck out by Alex Cobb after he fought back from 3-0 count. This one sent into left field. A long run for Diaz, but he's able to make the grab, and he's retired for the 4th time today. As mentioned earlier, Adrian De Leon was ahead in the count 3-0 before Cobb was able to fight back and strike out De Leon. One of 2 strikeouts in this ballgame. And now bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. There's a pitch to Modifi. First pitch swinging, popped up. Popping off the mask will be Kavanaugh. We'll see who calls it off. Somebody needs to communicate there. That'll be the third baseman, Zaccone, who makes the grab. And a 3-up, 3-down frame for Brian Palencia here in the top half of the 8th inning. Bottom 8 we go. Visalia leads San Jose 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom of the 8th inning, where it'll be the top of the order. Maui Ohuna, Justin Bench, and Charlie Zaccone, 1, 2, and 3 with the new arm in the ball game, Carlos Ray. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. So Carlos Ray will come in for Philip Abner. after he went two innings of work in relief for Daniel Nunez, who went a career-high five innings of work. 2-0. That pitch just upstairs for ball three, 3-0. Phillip Abner, two innings of work, one hit, a strikeout, and a walk. Carlos Reyes so far in 2024, 3-0 with a 2.40 ERA, and that one is down the middle for strike number one. The Miami Springs, Florida native, drafted in the 17th round of last summer's MLB draft out of Nova Southeastern. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 3-2. Carlos Rey, 41 and a third innings of work, 66 punchouts and 31 walks. Last time we saw Carlos Rey was a Wednesday at Lone Mart Field, and he's able to fight back from down 3-0 and strike out Ahuna for the third time today. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Carlos Rey will face off against Justin Bench for the first time. He's 0 for 3 in the ball game, and that pitch is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Justin Bench, an 0 for 5 day yesterday, 3 strikeouts. Now Bench will swing and miss on a ball in the dirt, and the count is now 1-1. Carlos Rey in the month of June, 2-0 with a 0.64 ERA. He appeared in 8 games last month. And now this pitch is fouled backwards, 1-2. Last time Rey allowed a run, you have to go back to June 21st in a ball game where he allowed one earned run against Lake Elsinore. That was on June 21st. Inside corner. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana holding off the pitch. Well, he had called strike three and then put up the dead ball signal. So Rey will have to go for another one right here. 1-2 with one away. Here's the pitch. Popped up and backwards, and it's going to be up and out of play. Still unsure on the dead ball call from Chad Lagana. So now Carlos Rey will have to pitch an extra two pitches at the minimum. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, ball two. Kenny Castillo was out of the crouch, ready to throw around the horn. And set the count out 2-2 here to Justin Bench. Struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. Vasily pitching is up to 7 strikeouts in the ball game. This time a swing and a miss on the ball in the dirt, and there's 2 down in the frame. So Rey will get the strikeout eventually. Just took an extra 3 pitches, and it brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So he struck out Maui Ahuna, Justin Bench. Now trying to sit down Zaccone and send this to the ninth inning. Nice slider in there for a strike, 0-1. That month of June, the best month of the season for Rey. The previous best was the month of April, where he had a 3.38 ERA. One ball, one strike, 2 down. Rey holds the belt. Here's his pitch. Outside, ball 2-1. Rey last year in 2023 appeared in 7 games in the Arizona Complex League, where he had a 3.86 ERA through 7 innings of work. And now this ball is lifted into center field. Drew Jones is going to have to turn the shoulder. He's going to look up at the wall, and it'll bounce up. Zaccone will look up at second. He'll get there easily. And it's a 2-out double, the second extra base hit of the ball game for San Jose. It's their 5th hit of the afternoon. Zaccone, four total bases in the ball game with a pair of doubles. The ball had some weird spin to it. Drew Jones had a turn to the shoulder and kind of curved over to the left. Helps with the wind as well. And now bring up Cesar Quintas to the plate. A base hit brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Been in a collision, don't fuss, call Gus. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. And Quintas' pitch fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-1. Cesar Quintas, 0-2 in the ballgame. He did walk back in the fourth inning. Carlos Reyes' pitch lifted into right field, and Angel Ortiz able to get to the ball just in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Charlie Zaccone, a two-out double. However, he would be stranded at second base, and we head into the top of the ninth inning in a 3-0 ball game. You listen to Rawhide Baseball by SailingRawhide.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Wyatt Crenshaw will lead things off, 9-1 and 2 due up. Crenshaw, Luis Torin. Crenshaw 0-3 in the ballgame with a pair of strikeouts. Struck out in the fourth and in the seventh. 0-1 pitch on the way. Wanted to pull the trigger. Either way, goes in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-2. Brian Placencia remaining on the mound. The pitch from Crenshaw grounded up the middle. And miscommunication between the middle infielders. Justin Bench had a play on it, and he thought Seal would go after it. Made a lot more sense for Bench to make the grab. He had the momentum going to first. The ball was on the right side of the second base bag, but he lets up at the last second. Seal wasn't necessarily charging hard at it. Bench was closer to the ball as well. And the ball sneaks into outfield for Visalia's ninth hit of the ball game and Crenshaw's first of the afternoon. So now Yancel Luis at the plate. Crenshaw in motion. Throw down a second. Right on the money and in time. Visalia caught stealing once again here in this ball game. Luis was caught stealing earlier, and now Crenshaw at second. And the count is now 0-1 with one away, and bases empty for Yancel Luis. That ball sent into center field, dropping quickly, and it will lead to Luis's third hit of the ball game and make it back-to-back three-plus hit days for Luis. A pair of singles for Luis and a double. And it brings up Christopher Treen, who is 1-for-4 here in the ballgame. Sale is 10th hit of the ball game. They've only been able to capture 3 runs off of it, however. Perrine's pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. The Rawhides so far in this ball game, 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They've left 8 on base, and Torino will take that pitch inside for ball 1, 1-1. The Rawhide yesterday left 7 on base, 2-for-12. Same amount of at-bats with runners in scoring position tonight with just one more hit. Dorian going down to his chest for the swing. Luis was in motion, starting to set up the hit and run. And Torino doing all that he can to just get the barrel of the bat on ball and fouls it off to the left side. 1-2, 1 away. Demetrio Crisantes awaits on deck. He's 3-for-3. 1-2, 1 away. Terrain once again just getting the handles on it. That's one thing that important to note about Terrain, a guy who is able to move his wrist so quickly and able to just get a piece of the ball, stay alive in these at-bats. We've seen so many times this season. He's just been able to foul off counts, and that's why he's a top 3 leader in walks on this Rawhide team. Another pickoff attempt at first. Demetrio Crisantes awaits on deck with 4 3-hit games in a Rawhide uniform. Terrain goes opposite field. Quintas is back. He's able to make the grab, and there's 2 down here in the inning. 4th time this afternoon, Terrain has sat down, and here is Demetrio Crisantes, who is looking for his 3rd 4-hit game of the season. Santos had just 1 4-hit game during his time in the Arizona Complex League. Another pickoff attempt at first. Santos had 4 3-plus-hit games in his 29 games in the ACL. Pitch on the way to Demetrio, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Santos now 13 straight games that he's gone on base safely. The 11th longest active streak in the California League. 0-1 with 2 away. And that pitch is bounced in for ball 1, 1-1. And I talked to Demetrio yesterday about the start of some of the social media presence he's starting to get. Baseball America writing an article about him yesterday. And several beat writers starting to pick up on the success that Crisantes has had here in Visalia. And he says he tries to stay away from it during the season. Just enjoy playing the game. Enjoy hanging out with the guys. Try to win baseball games. And at the end of the season, that's when he'll catch up on it and try to reflect on the year that he had. 1-2, 2 away. The hold at the belt. Here's the deal. And Crisantes will ground this one to the left side. It'll be fielded by Zaccone. He is tossed to first. Is off the bag, and it will lead to Crisantes getting on base. So go down as an error against the third baseman, Zaccone. He goes down as an E5, so it'll be the first giant error of the ball game, and the inning will continue to roll on. Throw is wide of the bag. On a play that seemed fairly routine throughout this ball game, mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. So 3 batters now have reached in the inning for the Hyde. It's the 4th time today that Crisantes stands on first. And now Kenny Castillo, who is hitless in the ball game, will look to drive in a run and make this a 4-run ball game at the minimum. 2-out pitch to Kenny inside ball 1, 1-0. Drew Jones awaits on deck as well. If Castillo can find a way to get aboard, already a sack fly in this ball game for the Rawhide catcher. 1-0 pitch, check swing. Castillo go around. He does not. The count is out 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Here in the top half of the ninth inning, Visalia leads 3-0. And pitches inside for ball three, 3-0. Visalia 6-4 over their last 10. Meanwhile, San Jose, they are 8-2 on a two-game winning streak. And looking to improve to 24-20 on the at home. Meanwhile, they're all trying to pick up their 17th road win. 3-0 pitch on the way to Castillo, right down the middle. Kept the bat on the shoulders. And the count is now 3-1. Due up in the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be Guillermo Williamson, Drew Cavanaugh, and Lisbel Diaz. 3-1 pitch on the way. And Castillo will foul that one off to the right side. And the count now 3-2. All right, catcher will use his time to step out, regrip the batting gloves, and dig back in. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Luis at second, Crisantas at first. Both runners will be in motion as soon as the pitch is delivered. There they go, and Castillo into center, but Castillo is able to cover the ground in time at the edge of the outfield grass, and the inning will come to a conclusion. We head into the bottom of the ninth inning. Visalia leads San Jose 3-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Guillermo Williamson will lead things off here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Carlos Reyes pitches in there for a strike, 0-1, looking for the 6-out save right here. Maybe Williamson, Cavanaugh, Lisbel Diaz, 5-6-7 for San Jose. The 0-1 pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. So far this year for Visalia, three different pitchers with two saves, Hayden Dirk, Sam Nolden, and Alexis Libano. Outside of that, no one else with a save. There have been save opportunities. Carlos Ray has been in a situation like this before. A blown save out at Valley Strong Ballpark. Go-to pitch on the way. Outside, ball one, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Ray, grounded to the left side. Luis, a diving effort, and it's going to sneak into outfield for a base hit. San Jose gets their sixth hit of the afternoon. It'll be Williamson's second of the ball game, and it brings up Drew Cavanaugh to the plate, who's 0-3. Kavanaugh bats 153. He's 0-for-3 in the ball game, and that pitch just outside for ball one, 1-0. Pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. Count is now 1-1. Drew Kavanaugh just one hit last week against the Ports. Looking for a big one right here. That one's on the outside corner, strike number two. Double play is set up. Visalia has yet to turn one in this ball game. They lead the league in DPs with 74. A pickoff attempt, throw to Modifi. No tag applied. Williamson dives back in safely. It's a San Jose team. When you look at stolen bases, they've stolen 83 bags, fourth most in the league. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Carlos Rey has his first strikeout of the inning. One down, and it brings up Lisbel Diaz to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Visalia pitching up to now 9 strikeouts in the ballgame. 5 from Daniel Nunez, 1 from Philip Abner. And now 3 from Carlos Rey. And that pitch is bounced downstairs for ball 1, 1-0. There is action warming up currently in the Rawhide bullpen. One and zero with one away. Diaz 1-for-3 in the ball game, and that pitch is upstairs for a ball. It's now 2-0. Diaz looking for his second hit of the afternoon. A single back in the fifth inning, and a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. The count is now 2-1. See if San Jose wants to get a little aggressive here and put Williamson in motion. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled backwards. Counts now 2-2. Williamson just one stolen bag on the season. He's 1-for-1. 2 balls, 2 strikes with one away. Carlos Rey holds at the belt. Here's his pitch, breaking ball, fouled off to the right side. Only a handful of 5 6-out save opportunities this season, and Carlos Rey looking to complete the deal right here. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the pitch from Rey. Breaking ball sent into center field, will stay in the yard. Drew Jones is underneath it. He's there for the grab, 2 down. So San Jose down to their final out, looking to keep the ball game alive and to be the responsibility of Giancarlo Cio, who's 1-for-3 in the ball game. First pitch on the way, and that one's at the top of the zone for strike number one. Williamson at first. Need to get another runner on base, bring the tying run to the plate. And Cio way out in front of that one, and the count is now 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. San Jose down to their final out. Visalia looking to capture the second game of the series. 0-2 and 2 away. Here's the pitch from Rey. High and outside for ball one, 1-2. Has been a scoreless game with the exclusion of the top half of the third inning where Visalia took the lead 3-0. 1-2 with 2 down. The pitch upstairs, ball 2, 2-2. Ray was ahead in the count, 0-2. Last two pitches have missed high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Rey will stare down Cio. Here's the pitch. He'll pop it up to the left side. Terrine will call everybody off an outfield. He'll back up. He'll make the grab. And the ball game is over. And Visalia shuts out San Jose for the first time since June 6th when they lost against Stockton Ports 3-0. And on this Wednesday afternoon, the same score, 3-0 in favor of Visalia. And the Rawhide complete the sweep of weekday day games. They are 6-0 in games prior to 5 p.m. on weekdays. Final score tonight, Visalia 3, San Jose 0. The Rawhide, 3 runs on 10 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for San Jose, no runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll go through the box score, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game. Rawhide captures the second game of the six-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia defeats San Jose, final score 3-0. And we'll go through today's box score, where it was Alex Cobb who made the rehab appearance, his third appearance here for San Jose. First batter he faced was Yancel Luis, and he had a double into left center field. Luis now doubles against both Robbie Ray and Alex Cobb, his third double of the series. And Yancel Luis now 6 hits over his last two games. But after that, the Rawhide would be retired in order on 3 straight ground outs. And Alex Cobb would get through inning number 1. Then in the bottom of the first inning, first batter that Daniel Nunez faces, he strikes out Maui Ohuna. Then Justin Bench flies out Charlie Zaccone with the double. And then after that, a ground out to end the first inning. Then in the top of the second inning, Visalia draws a leadoff walk to Drew Jones via the walk, and then 3 straight batters retired. Visalia would be the first team to get on the board this afternoon thanks to 3 runs in the third inning. It would be the only 3 runs scored in today's ballgame. It would be a 7-batter inning, 4 hits, 3 runs, and it would be all in charge of Alex Cobb, who finishes the ballgame. 4 innings of work, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 punch outs, and a walk. And then in the bottom half of the fourth inning, it would be Daniel Nunez who checked into the ballgame. Back-to-back punch outs. It would be 3 straight batters retired by Daniel Nunez before he would walk Cesar Quintas. It would be his first walk of the ballgame. Then Guillermo Williamson gets a single. San Jose has something cooking. And then a strikeout to Drew Cavanaugh gets him through the fourth. A last inning of work for Alex Cobb was inning number 4, where he struck out the side in order. He's pitch count today, 55 pitches, and he goes exactly 55. Then in the bottom of the fifth inning, it would be a single from Lisbel Diaz to lead things off. 3 straight batters retired. It was a very efficient night for Rawhide pitching, where it would be Daniel Nunez, Philip Abner, and Carlos Ray. Between the three of them, they combined for 9 strikeouts, 2 walks, without allowing an earned run. In the bottom of the ninth inning, it would be an attempt by San Jose, a leadoff single from Guillermo Williamson. 3 straight batters retired by Carlos Ray to pick up his first save. He's now 1-2 in save opportunities. Daniel Nunez, his longest outing of the year, 5 innings of work, 3 hits, no runs, and 5 strikeouts. His ERA now 1.17. 1-0. Meanwhile, Alex Cobb receives the loss. He's 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA. And then Carlos Ray receives a save with a 2.28 ERA. We'll step aside and get you ready for tonight's games around the California League and around the Diamondbacks organization before we'll preview tomorrow's starting pitchers. Visalia 3, San Jose 0. They're victorious on this Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready to wrap things up on this Wednesday afternoon. Visalia, 6-0. They complete the sweep. They are undefeated in weekday day games here in 2024. Let's take a look at the scores around, or the schedule tonight around the California League. Starting things off will be the Lake Elsinore Storm. They'll get started at 6:05 against the Fresno Grizzlies. Next game will start 30 minutes later. It'll be the Inland Empire 66ers and Modesto Nuts. And then lastly at 7:05, it'll be the Stockton Port and Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where the first affiliated game will be started at 5:05 at a Nelson Wolf Stadium out in San Antonio, Texas, between the San Antonio Missions and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Next up at the high A level, Hillsborough and Tri-City will get started at 7:05. Before the AAA club, the Reno Aces will face off against the Round Rock Express. And then at 6:40 tonight, it'll be the Atlanta Braves and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, for tomorrow's ballgame, it'll be Denny LaRondo on the mound for Visalia. His last outing, not too great, only went two-thirds of an inning. Gave up three hits, one earned run. He met the 35 pitch count, so he was knocked out of the ballgame very early. And Visalia having to go to the bullpen very quickly out at Lone Mart Field. But prior to that, his previous two outings against Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore, six innings of work, including 17 strikeouts over 11 innings. So Denny LaRondo looking to get back to form that he was there towards the end of June, where he had 24 strikeouts in four starts. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump, it will be the right-hander Hubert Mejias, 6'3", 230. A 23-year-old right-hander from La Habana, Cuba. So far in 2024, he is 3-4 with a 4.06 ERA. He'll make his 15th start of the year for the San Jose Giants. Meanwhile, for today's ballgame, Visalia completes the shutout victory against San Jose. Three runs, 10 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for San Jose, no runs, six hits, and one error. Daniel Nunez receives a win. He's 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA. Meanwhile, Alex Cobb receives the loss. He's 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA in his third rehab appearance with the Giants. And then lastly, Carlos Ray receives a save. He has a 2.28 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 35 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,202 fans here at Excite Ballpark. Tomorrow night, we return to the 6:30 first pitch, so we'll be live starting on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. Until we talk tomorrow night, Visalia evens the series 1-1. Joe Gonzalez saying, have a great night, and go Rawhide.